I love that human ventriloquist dummy thing you do. That is so funny.
Well, if you come and see the new show, the Puppet Master Tour, I'm doing a whole new routine, basically, where I've taken, where I used to get a guy out of the audience and put this mouth on the, over his mouth, which I control. I now get a couple up from the audience. I get a man and a woman, and I make the man have a very deep voice, butch, manly voice, and give the woman a very feminine, sexy voice. And then I leave them on their own, and I control them, and I make them do all sorts of things. And it's almost like being a hypnotist when you can get people to do ridiculous things. Obviously, people come out of the audience and they're not made to do anything they don't want to do. I want people to come up on stage that are going to be, you know, game for a laugh. And it's quite improvisational as well, because you never know what they're going to do. Obviously, I have a script, I've got a structure, but, you know, people react differently. So I love that part of the show, because you just don't know quite what they're going to do.
Oh, by the way, is Sam there with you?
He might be.
Well, he was tweeting earlier this morning, because I said you were going to be on the show, and I got a tweet back from Sam, says, what about me?
Yeah, I know.
Well, is he there? Can I have a word with
he's
him?
He's here. Let me get him. He's in the corner of the room.
What? Why are you looking at me?
Well, I want you to talk to Rob.
I don't want to talk to him.
Just come and say hello.
Hello,
Sam.
Is that Rob?
I have to apologise to you, because I did tweet earlier on and missed you out.
Oh,
and so
well,
you picked up on that.
It doesn't surprise me. I just, this is the way my life is. I get thrown in a box at the end of the day. I mean, come on.
You came to Skegness last year, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, I loved it. Lots of good-looking women were coming to the audience. They were sitting in the front row, and lots of really ugly people.
Don't do the ugly thing. We don't do that anymore.
I know, but there are some ugly people.
I know, but we don't do that. It's different now.
Oh, yeah.
There's a studio manager looking through the glass at me, just really strangely, thinking, what is he doing? So come and see the show, and I've got loads of new material, and I've got a new character as well called Alistair. What were you going to say?
This is Alistair Rimmer, isn't it?
Alistair is he's the host and compere. He's decided he's going to be the host and compere of my show, even though I'm quite capable of being my own host and compere.
Is he there with you?
And he might be, yes. Come and say hello, Alistair. Hello, who is this? Radio Lincolnshire. He does a lot of voiceovers.
Yes, I'm recognising his voice from the television.
Yeah, that's it. That's the kind of he's that sort of character, and he used to present game shows in the 70s and variety shows. And
sounds very like Patrick Allen.
He's very, very. Well, he's been heavily influenced on Patrick Allen.
Has he?
Or by Patrick Allen? That's right. Yes, I worked with Patrick many years ago. We used to drink together. He's this over the top, you know, character that does radio, does television, and he kind of muscles his way into my show. And wants to be a big part of the show, and he's not really invited. He's invited himself, and he's a slightly kind of, you know, sad character, really, because he hasn't got any work anymore. I do voiceovers. I know you do voiceovers, but apart from that, well, I come and help you with your show, your little puppet show. Actually, it's a stand-up comedy show with ventriloquists. Great! I love ventriloquists.
Oh, I love anyway, that. I love that voice. He can make me a lot of money if I had a voice like that.
And we hear a lot of those kind of voices now when you go to the cinema and you see, you know. Coming soon, you know, this summer for the first time again. It's all that, so I love it. Maybe it's a bit self-indulgent, but I started out in hospital radio many years ago before I was doing the ventriloquism, and I was just doing close-up magic in restaurants and things.
Mum and Dad were in radio as well, weren't they?
They were. So as kids, me and my sister were often in radio and TV studios, so I think we kind of got the bug at an early age.
You know, I mentioned those names, Paul, in my introduction, Ray Allen. Mm. Any of those names ring true?
Well, I actually learnt ventriloquism from Ray Allen's book. Very, very simple kids' book called A Gotler Gear, and it told you how to do ventriloquism, and that's where I learnt how to talk without moving my lips from that book. And it probably took me a couple of years to get the basics. It's not something you can learn instantly, but he described it the best. And I worked in a magic shop when I left school for a while, and we used to sell all these old-fashioned books on how to be a ventriloquist, and they were all so complicated, whereas Ray had this very simple book. And it really, you know, just kind of got to the heart of it and told you what you needed to do. Everything talks now. We have, you know, you've got the iPhone talks. You've got, you know, going to a supermarket or a shopping centre or a hotel all around the world. You have talking lifts. So I like to go into a lift that don't talk, but I pretend that they do talk. So I go in, and a busier lift, the better. You know, I go into a lift and I throw my voice as if to create the sound of the lift saying, doors closing, going up. Get out, fatty, you're too heavy. You know, all that kind of stuff. And there's lots of ways you can have a laugh with ventriloquism out and about in everyday life. And so, you know, there's the stand-up section where I talk about all that. And I think it's just a bit different. There's lots of puppets in the show as well. But, you know, why not do something different with it? And, you know, you in the audience could be two of the stars.
Yeah, can I say cheerio to Sam as well? Is he there?
Yeah, of course you can. Lovely to talk to you, Rob.
Thank you, Sam. I'll tweet you next time.
Tweet you too.